Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. We were going to have Sherrilyn Harley LeBond with us to talk some politics, but she hasn't called in yet. Please, God, she will. I hope she is okay. I love talking with her. So that means I'm going to have to talk politics all by myself. Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but the mounting scandals out of Washington are almost comical if they weren't so darn scary. The latest one is this negotiation with terrorists to release a questionable American soldier as far as his honor and distinction for five very dangerous terrorists. And yes, we should rescue any American in captivity, but negotiating with terrorists for the first time in our history is a very scary thing to do. And releasing these five evil men who probably cost a lot of lives just to capture, another questionable thing to do. And the president doing it unilaterally in spite of his own signed law, yet another questionable thing to do. So a lot will come out. This is another incident. And hold on one second. Sherrilyn is calling me on the cell. Hello, Sherrilyn. You are live. Well, keep on trying, Sherrilyn. This is weird. I don't know what to tell you. I am actually live on the air right now. I'll tell Richard to call you. Okay? Okay, bye. Richard, Sherrilyn says she can't get through, so would you please call her at, I'll give you the number on our text monitor. This is what's called live radio. If you can't swing with it, you're in big trouble. And I kind of like that it's live this way. So I am texting as we speak on Skype my producer, Sherrilyn's number, and he will hopefully get her on the line. I want to read something to you that I just think is incredible. It's called The Winner, and let's start, and it says under it, famous presidential lies. LBJ, we were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. Nixon, I am not a crook. G.H. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. G.W. Bush, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. And President Obama. Now, sit down, this could take a while. I will have the most transparent administration in history. The stimulus will fund shovel-ready jobs. I am focused like a laser on creating jobs. The IRS is not targeting anyone. It was a spontaneous riot, not a movie. If I had a son, you didn't build that. I will restore trust in government. Let's get Sherrilyn on the line. I could keep on going. And now we can add, I did not negotiate with terrorists, and he served with honor and distinction. Thank you, Susan Rice, for lying to the American public once again on a Sunday morning show. I don't know how that woman can look herself in the mirror. Sherrilyn, are you on with me?
I am on with you.
How does that woman get away with it? How does anybody? It's beyond belief.
Well, for one thing, remember, they wanted to nominate her as Secretary of State, and she realized she couldn't get through confirmation, so he withdrew her name. And now she has this appointed position, so that's part of it. We know she couldn't get through Senate confirmation, and there are lots of reasons why. So, you know, this whole situation with this Bo Bear doll, as you know, it's just more and more is coming out, Bruce. And there's still
this. And thank God, like the VA, this is something that really crosses all partisan lines. So I am really hoping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, the Democrats care about their veterans just as much as the Republicans, and the Democrats care about Americans being at risk and now putting a big target on all our servicemen and any Americans abroad, including diplomats, because, we negotiate now. So let's kidnap somebody and give them, hold one person, and then we can get 1,000 released.
Yes. And what's so troubling about, so many levels. Troubling. But one of the troubling things is just, you know, the legal aspect of this.
I thought the law doesn't apply to President Obama.
Apparently not. Apparently not, because, as you know, they Senator Carl Levin slipped in this provision giving the president the ability to release these people from Guantanamo Bay without congressional notification. And it's this tiny little provision that's in the National Defense Authorization Act, which was passed in 2014. And it really was passed to weaken these standards, and it allows the Secretary of Defense to release Guantanamo prisoners when it's in the national security interests of the United States. Well, here's the deal. The only person, and I'm sure if you've heard much of this in the media, the only person who was given notice was Harry Reid. Harry Reid was the only one given notice.
Yeah, Feinstein, who's actually on the committee where it counts.
She's chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. She was not given notice.
And you don't get any more of an Obama supporter than her, and even she is angry. I can't stand either her or Barbara Boxer, but thank God she's honorable enough to be honest in what's going on here.
She was very upset, and they called and apologized to her. So the other, they did. They called and apologized to her. And the other aspect about this, which is very troubling, is that this deal that they made with Qatar, I know people say Qatar, Qatar, however you want to say it, Bruce. So the other troubling part is that apparently Qatar is supposed to be responsible, Bruce, for doing this monitoring of these five. And then, but I don't know if you saw on the media accounts, they got this hero's welcome when they got back to Qatar. Who's supposed to be monitoring them? And I cannot believe that the President of the United States is actually going to stand up there at a press conference and say, well, you know, we have this deal with Qatar, and they're going to be monitoring these five for a year to make sure that they don't reengage in terrorist activities. Since when was Qatar a big ally of the United States? I didn't know that. Did you know they were?
I thought they, along with Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq, were among our biggest allies. Am I misguided?
Right. You know, and then what's even more troubling is just the whole situation, because, you know, as it all comes to light, what's done in the dark is always comes to light. So
they've been really good at covering up a whole lot of stuff or keeping it quiet long enough that the mainstream media don't seem to care. I don't think it's going to happen in these two things.
No.
I want to add one other thing. One other thing that's very important. Let's even assume that these guys were under house arrest for a year and really monitored, and they couldn't do anything, which of course is not going to be the case. What difference does that make, to quote our infamous former Secretary of State? They'll be out in 366 days doing their damage, if not plotting a ton of it already. So,
yeah, but see, that's the whole point, Bruce, that others have made. You know, it doesn't really matter whether they're under house arrest or not. They're still plotting and planning. I'm sure to
phones,
some degree they were
all
doing
sorts
that.
Of access.
You know, I'm sure to some degree they were doing it in some secret language in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, you can be in Qatar, but you still could be in touch with folks in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. I mean, for goodness, if you look at the background of these people, they're senior-level intelligence people. They created these codes. Senior-level defense people.
I thought they were Eagle Scouts. Am I mistaken?
Yeah. You're mistaken, my dear. You are seriously mistaken. So
we only have a minute left. I want to ask you one question, very importantly.
Yes.
Will these scandals finally take hold mainstream? Will America care? I heard on one news show last night that the problem is half of America just doesn't give a darn about anything. Hopefully the other half does. But what do you think is going to come out of this in 40 seconds or less?
I don't have an answer, because we've got Benghazi, we've got the IRS scandals, we've got VA, and now this one, and we've got like the Teflon King as president. Everything seems to roll right off him. And we've got two more years left in this administration, two more years.
Yes, but
so,
God willing, there will be a change in November, which will rend
we
in
hope,
large,
we hope.
Mostly.
We
in
hope.
Court. Yeah.
We help.
All right, listen, we're out of time, Cheryl, and I'm sorry you got in late, but please let us know where our listeners can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B as in boy, O-N. And they can also go to my website, harleylebon.com, which has all my latest columns. I've got one up on the Blaze, if your listeners go, and it talks about fracking, the benefits of it, and how we're headed into that summertime gas-guzzling crunch time, and also the fact that the kids don't have jobs. The kids don't have jobs. All this is a very vicious circle.
Good topic, actually, for a future segment and or a dad chat, which I hope you can come to tonight. We have a very serious and heavy topic. I'd love you to join us. Gotta go.
Great.
Thank you, Sherilyn. Thank you. Stay tuned for special guest Mark Clark and his publicist, Alana Seal, after these messages.